What keeps you up at night? The unknowns of running a business, growing pains, benefit cost increases, whatever's keeping you up, Arion can give you peace of mind when it comes to HR services. Arion helps you navigate the complexities of employment by providing attractive and competitive benefits, handling your payroll, onboarding, compliance, and more. Plus, Arion is local, so you can have face-to-face interaction with your HR experts. Turn business concerns into business success. Visit AURION.com.
How are organizations investing in their future? Many are choosing to invest in their people in the same way they invest in new equipment, facilities, and IT systems. That is one of the wisest investments you can make. How do you determine training needs? Turn to the award-winning professionals at Taro International for a complimentary needs assessment and gap analysis. Visit taro.com, that's T-E-R-O.com, to learn more. This is Ro from the Taro team.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Taro International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. T-E-R-O.com. And the Iowa Business Journals. News and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
Apple drags the tech sector lower. Chips didn't help, and stocks struggled today. Let's take a look at what happened on Wall Street and why. The Dow lost 83 points, with Apple among the worst-performing stocks in the index. The S&P 500 shed over 0.5%, with technology lagging. Meanwhile, the NASDAQ pulled back nearly 0.8%. What happened? Taiwan's semiconductor manufacturing said today it expects second quarter to be $1 billion below the Wall Street estimate. $1 billion. That announcement weighed on the entire technology sector. Shares of Apple fell by 2.8%. NVIDIA, Micron, and Advanced Micro Devices also fell on the news. Then there was interest rates. Yield on the 10-year Treasury note broke above 2.9%. The 10-year traded around those levels earlier this year, sparking a correction in the U.S. stock market as investors feared the possibility that inflation was rising faster than expected. Meanwhile, the corporate earnings season continued to roll on as Procter & Gamble, Bank of New York Mellon, and Blackstone all reported better than expected earnings on the day. But that wasn't enough to blunt the Dow turn in tech. When the bell rang, here are the numbers. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, as we said, off today by a little over 0.3%, settled in at 24,664. NASDAQ was off by nearly 8%, or 0.8%, rather, at 72.38. And the S&P 500 lost just a shade more than 0.5% and settled at 26.93. Google, at least they were up by 1.6%. You can buy a share of their stock today for $1,087.70. When we come back, part two of our conversation with the outgoing Iowa columnist as we go out to lunch with Kyle Munson in his final days with the Des Moines Register. Stay with us.